Will teenagers return to the Gaeltacht this summer? The government has issued draft guidelines for the reopening of Irish language summer schools and plans to talk with colleges and household providers to see if it will be possible to run courses. Our reporter Jonah Sullivan has this report.
I was 12 and I'll never forget how nervous I was.
One of the best experiences that I've ever had.
Would love to go back.
Going to the Gaeltacht over the summer has long been a rite of passage for Irish teenagers, giving them their first taste of independence, a total immersion in the Irish language, and a memorable social experience. But Irish language schools were closed last year due to the pandemic, and a question mark remains over their status this summer. Mihal O'Fuil of Colláiste Lurgan in Galway.
At the beginning of the year, say going back to last Christmas, we were fairly optimistic. So we did take some bookings, all right, but maybe naively so. For level one, I think the recommendation is to have no more than 100 people inside in an enclosed area. So that's where we'd have to be, really, to even for 100 plus students to attend a Cayley or any of the activities that are normal, or the social activities that are normally associated with a course of Gaelic.
When I think of Colláiste Lurgan, I think of that music video that your students did, the Irish version of Wake Me Up by Avicii. And in that video, all the students were crammed into a room. It was the essence of, I guess, your typical Gaeltacht summer school experience.
That's what a course of Gaelic has to be. It's not school. So whatever guidelines that might suit a school, we're in a completely different situation when you're on a course of Gaelic. The social mingling it would be closer a nightclub scenario than it would be a school scenario.
The Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and Media published draft guidelines for how Irish language schools could reopen this week. Maura Denver of CONCUS, the representative body for Irish language colleges.
Under the draft guidelines, residential courses will not be allowed to operate at level 3, 4 and 5. Further talks are required with the department as regards the feasibility of the reopening or whether it would be possible to operate under the guidelines, even in level 1 and 2. And the department is meeting with the Banatees and with CONCUS, the umbrella organisation, as I mentioned earlier, later in the week or early next week. And hopefully by next week, we will be very clear, and much more clear, on the situation.
Under the draft guidelines, no students would be permitted to stay in the traditional Banantee households under levels 3, 4 or 5. Under levels 1 or 2, students from three different households would be permitted. Mally E. Clarty is a Banantee in Connemara.
I would have mixed feelings in that I would love to be able to have the students. I would love that sense of normality to be there. But to be honest, there's a part of me that's still very worried. My house would take 7 and they could be from 4 or 5 different counties. So the thought of, after a year of separating ourselves from even relatives that live in the other counties, the thought of bringing strangers into your house to mix together and to mix with your family just seems so alien to us right now. So I can't imagine how that can be done safely.
Can I ask you, what kind of a difference does it make to the area when the students arrive?
Oh, it makes a huge difference. The local economy depends on it. It's not just the Marathi, like myself, but it's the shops, the local shops, the takeaways, the bus drivers that bring all the students up to different colleges. It's the kayaking services, all along the line, there's a huge ripple effect, really.
The sector is worth an estimated €50 million to the Gaeltacht areas in Galway, Donegal, Mayo and Kerry. But the Irish Second Level Students' Union say the experience for the almost 30,000 teenagers that attend annually is what's really priceless. Katie Halpenhill.
Public health has to come first and student safety is absolutely imperative. Like, it has to come first before anything else. It would be a real shame if the Irish colleges couldn't reopen. Even socially, those students who maybe have never been away from home and were looking forward to going to the Gaeltacht to spend 3 weeks away from home, meeting other students from across the country and making friends and stuff. That's all something that I suppose the pandemic has kind of taken away from students. And those benefits, you can't be understated. You know, it would be a real shame, I suppose, if we weren't in a position to open the Irish colleges again this year.
Katie Halpin-Hill of the Irish Second Level Students Union there, ending that report by Joan O'Sullivan. In a statement last night, the department told us that the conditions necessary for the reopening of Irish language summer schools are likely to be more favourable by August, and that they'll try to make a decision as early as possible after the consultation process ends next Tuesday. If you want to get involved, email to kaloshtagaelga@tcagsm.gov.ie by Tuesday next.